The Canalside concert lineup to be announced this afternoon at 5:30, and with it, some changes too. Sam Hoyt is joining us live, the regional president of Empire State Development. Sam, a $5 admission this year. We're getting praise and pushback on that on our text line this morning. Was that a tough decision?
You know, it was on the one hand a tough decision, on the other hand, not really. I mean, we all know how popular the concert series has become at Canalside, and with that popularity has come huge crowds, and this was really done as a means of trying to manage the crowds and to, you know, keep those big crowds safe and secure. The fact is, they have become so popular. They've drawn tens of thousands of people, and with that often come troublemakers, and we just need to make sure that these events are family-friendly and safe, and a lot of the feedback that we've gotten is this is a good thing because it will help us manage keeping some of the troublemakers out.
How many fewer people are you expecting because of the new $5 fee?
Well, you know, it's tough to project. The fact is we want to have crowds that we can manage in such a way that security is present and can control all of the different activities. And we think that this probably won't have much of a reduction on the total number of people who attend.
How will it work, Sam? Is this something you'll have to purchase in advance online and there won't be, you know, walk-ups?
No, there will be the option to purchase tickets in advance, which is also another way of being able to plan for each event, get a gauge of how many people plan on attending so we can staff appropriately. So tickets will be available in advance at consumer beverage outlets, and you can also purchase them upon arrival.
Now, purchasing on arrival, are there going to be multiple ticket booths? Will you have to actually buy a ticket, or will it be just hand over $5 as you go in? And do you get anything besides admission with the ticket?
Great question. There will be multiple places for you to purchase tickets upon arrival at the site. And yes, there will be a voucher associated with the purchase of that $5 ticket. So anybody who does choose to attend a conference will also be getting a beverage with that voucher.
All right. And with construction of the carousel at Canalside, this will be the last year of concerts at the current location. Is that right?
Yeah, we do plan, once the carousel construction begins, to shift the stage to the northern section of the site. We will continue to have concerts at Canalside, but because of the anticipated disruption with the construction of the carousel, we'll just shift the stage to really the other side of Canalside.
Now, is that going to be a permanent thing, or are you looking at perhaps the Outer Harbor or things going on? Because there's going to be more construction at Canalside as we kind of go on here.
Exactly. I mean, the original plan from the get-go was for many of the green parcels down there to be developable sites, and it's always been anticipated that there will be growth and development down at Canalside. And as the footprint shrinks in terms of the open green space, we'll have to downsize the size of the concerts. And with that, there will likely be a shift of the bigger concerts to the Outer Harbor.
There'll be some Outer Harbor concerts this year too, right?
That's correct, yep.
And can we expect those to be named later on today, or is that saved for a later date?
I think that's saved for a later date. What will be announced later today will be the Thursday concert series that has become so popular. But I think this is the natural evolution that you see at a venue like Canalside. I mean, if you think about it, 7 short years ago, there was nothing going on there. Last year, between Canalside and the Outer Harbor, we drew close to 1.5 million people. And security and safety of our customers is our number one priority. We think that this ticketing system will make it a much safer and pleasant environment for families and all of our guests and customers. And I think people are going to be very pleased with the outcome.
Hey, one more before we let you go. $5, how was that settled on? Was it something you wanted to keep low, under 10 maybe? Why 5?
We thought it was a reasonable number. We thought with the voucher for the beverage, which most customers are going to purchase anyways there, it really means $2 or $3 is the actual out-of-pocket cost. And it's a means of just controlling the crowd and keeping, frankly, some kids who might just want to show up and not come for the concert, not come to enjoy the venue, away from the venue. It's a crowd control and safety initiative, and again, I think it's going to prove to be a really smart decision after it's done.
Sam, thanks so much. We'll see you later.
All right, great talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Sam Hoy, it's the regional president of Empire State Development.